Perhaps what I'm going to say tonight's not great devotional material, but I just can't help but say a few words about the tragic situation in Philadelphia. The tragic situation with Dr. Gosnell, the abortion doctor, who was convicted this week of 3 first-degree murder accounts in the death of 3 little babies who'd been born alive in his abortion clinic, and he killed them. I don't know. Perhaps God brought this grisly story to light so he could change the way that abortions are talked about in our country. Maybe he intends to wake up some of us so we can see that lives, not cells, not fetuses, not choices, are at stake in this conversation. I've already read stories about people who've changed their mind about abortion, so we can praise God for that. I don't know, maybe God wanted to remind us again that we live in a broken world. We live in amidst fallen people so that he could stir up within us a longing to be where he created us to be. Maybe some of us who live tidy little lives need to see the face of evil so that we'll look wistfully toward a world without violence and without death. Maybe God wanted us to talk about abortion in a way that we haven't before, or at least in a way that many of us haven't before. Instead of just wringing our hands and preaching against it, we need to remember that everyone needs Jesus. That includes Dr. Gosnell, the abortionist, and all the other abortion doctors out there. The people who work in their clinics, and of course the expectant mothers, who, maybe because they're confused, maybe because they made a mistake, or they just don't understand what they're doing, I don't know, but they chose to have an abortion. Maybe God wants us to ask ourselves, what are we doing to help confused and broken people? What are we doing to change the cultural climate to help people to see that all life is precious? I got a lot of questions. I'd like to know how somebody could do what Dr. Gosnell and some of his assistants did. I just don't understand that. I don't understand how a country in which the majority of the citizens call themselves Christians think it's acceptable to abort hundreds of thousands of babies every year. I don't understand that. And I suppose we don't have those answers. And maybe we never will. But whenever we see sin in such a graphic form, it ought to remind us that sin isn't just the big headline, jaw-dropping things. Sin is pervasive. It hurts all of us. Those of us that gawking at Dr. Gosnell from a distance also struggle with sin. You and I. Now, maybe it's a more private and not quite so serious, we think. But folks, it is. It's sin. I'd like to mention just a few verses for us to think about as we go through this week. First is found in Jeremiah, the first chapter, in verse number 5. God speaking to Jeremiah said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation." Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. "Before I ever formed you in the womb," he said, "I knew you." That's not a collection of cells. That's not just another part of the mother's body. That is a human being. A human being. Romans 3 is another passage that I thought about. In verse number 23. Says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's easy to look at Dr. Gosnell and say, what a horrible monster. He is a terrible man. Until I realize I sin too. I sin too, and so do you. Revelation 21 is the third passage. Verse number 1, John writing says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven, the first earth had passed away. Oh, how we need to long for that day. And in verse number 4, he says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there'll be no more death, and they'll nor sorrow, nor crying. There'll be no more pain. The former things have passed away. I think we need to... excuse me. I think we need to take a lesson from Dr. Gosnell and look at this wicked, wicked world that we live in and say, I want that new heaven. I want that new earth. I want that new Jerusalem. I want a place where there is no tear, no death, no sorrow, no pain. And rededicate ourselves. I want heaven. I want heaven. And I want it bad enough that I'll give up whatever I have to give up to get it. Whatever I have to. Do you need help tonight giving up something? So that you can go to the place where there's no pain and no sorrow, no tears, no crying, no pain. It's yours. It's like the father of the prodigal son. God is standing there with his arms wide open, waiting. As I looked at Dr. Gosnell, I pray to God that I don't turn my back and go to spend an eternity with someone like him. That makes my skin crawl to think about it. Do you need our prayers tonight? Please, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?